We all make decisions in life, and the choices we make will either bring a blessing or a curse. Some choices may seem incidental at the moment, but like the boomerang, return to us with lightning speed. In Israel's history, Moses addressed the people saying, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if ye shall hearken unto the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I command you this day, and the curse, if ye shall not hearken unto the commandments of Jehovah your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which ye have not known." Deuteronomy 11:26-28. Blessings and curses, as a result of decisions made, are not uncommon. Parents attempt to instruct their children in the way they should go, as did Jehovah to the remnant of Judah, saying, "Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Jeremiah 6:16. Having been down certain roads, or having seen the consequences of choosing a path of error, parents attempt to steer their children toward a path of blessing or toward one of least destruction. However, in so many cases, the decisions made, as it was with Israel, is, "We will not walk therein," nor, using the biblical analogy, "We will not hearken to the sound of the trumpet," Jeremiah 6:17. And then find ourselves in the midst of a calamity with no way to retreat. When Solomon wrote concerning wisdom, "Because I have called and ye have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man hath regarded, but ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh in the day of your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a storm, and your calamity cometh on as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then will they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of Jehovah. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices." Proverbs 1:24-31. Physical life consists of decisions made and consequences reaped. In the spiritual realm, mankind misses the mark, sin. Each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then the lust, when it hath conceived, beareth sin. And sin, when it is full grown, bringeth forth death. James 1:14-15. As also the Apostle Paul said, "For the wages of sin is death." Romans 6:23. However, there is hope, for the Apostle Paul continues to say, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 6:23. The physical consequences of sin cannot be fixed. As the sower goes forth to sow, so we do, and reap we will. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life." Galatians 6:7-8. Won't you seek the good path today?